This is Earth on the Air, an environmental news radio program with Janice Kane. In today's environmental news headlines, the Washington Public Interest Research Group warns you to be very cautious when purchasing produce. They are concerned that the fruits and vegetables may have been sprayed with pesticides that affect the product systematically and cannot be just washed off. Consumers could be misled by a current $1 million that was spent on a media blitz, which claims that an apple a day still keeps the doctor away. The Commissioner of Public Lands, Brian Boyle, has vocalized his disapproval of Senate Bill No. 5911, which requests the harvesting of old-growth timber, also known as the endangered spotted owl habitat. An agreement on Hanford was reached by the Department of Ecology, the Environmental Protection Agency, and Washington State to clean up the highly contaminated nuclear weapons plant. The Department of Ecology will seek $2.8 billion for the first 5 years of the cleanup. In a related story, James Watkins was confirmed by the Senate as Energy Secretary. At his confirmation hearing, the retired admiral pledges a new attitude in the Department on Management of Nuclear Weapons Plants. And a new Senate clean air legislation will be introduced in three parts. Senator Max Baucus from Montana announced that toxic air pollution will be considered first, followed by urban air quality and acid rain control. Snakes, lizards, and crocodiles. These are certainly not animals most people would consider cute or cuddly, yet they all play a vital role in the ecology of their tropical rainforest habitats. The Nile crocodile cruising a river in Africa, or the 20-foot python searching for prey on the forest floor in Malaysia, are both supreme examples of millions of years of evolution that has resulted in an animal perfectly suited to its environment. Unfortunately, many of the large tropical reptile species are in trouble, threatened by the current craze for reptile skin products in the fashion business. Each year, literally millions of skins are smuggled out of South America and Asia to be made into shoes, belts, purses, and numerous other items. Because reptiles are not perceived as cute, like baby harp seals, the public has remained largely indifferent and ignorant of the abuses in the reptile skin fashion business. Consequently, some species, like the black caiman of South America, have been brought to the brink of extinction. Most store owners and buyers have no idea of how incredibly brutal the skin trade business is. For instance, one study showed that over 90% of all crocodilian products originate from animals illegally poached in South America. Those same skins go through an elaborate network of middlemen and smugglers before they are laundered through corrupt officials in countries like Panama and Paraguay. For example, a single shipment seized in Japan contained 200,000 caiman skins that came from South America. We talked to Dr. Martin Rosenberg, who is a professor of herpetology at Case Western Reserve University of Cleveland, Ohio. By your estimates, how many reptile skins per year are used by the fashion industry?
I would say it runs into the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of reptile skins. That includes crocodilians, it includes snakes, it includes various kinds of lizards, and probably also some turtles.
I understand that crocodilians are being particularly hard hit.
Yes, that's quite true. Recent evidence indicates that in many parts of Australia, for example, and even in Africa, where crocodilians used to be very abundant, they're extremely difficult to find these days. And they used to be very, very common, but not anymore.
Is it true that a lot of the skins used to manufacture items that end up in United States stores are from smuggled and illegally killed animals?
Yes, there's no question about that, many countries throughout the world prohibit the export of native wildlife, and they do try and protect certain species of reptiles. Nevertheless, these reptiles are smuggled out of those countries into places like Italy and Thailand, and there the skins are literally and figuratively laundered and then sent on to the United States as legal animals when in fact they're totally illegal animals.
Why should we care about boas, pythons, or crocodiles anyway?
Well, basically, all of these animals are part of nature's scheme. They're part of the food web. These animals are basically at the top or near the top of the food chain. They are important in the balance of nature and in keeping an ecosystem stable. And once you remove animals from a complex food web, you really disturb the entire ecosystem. And that's a basic reason for not doing this to the large degree that we are doing it.
Dr. Rosenberg, how can the average citizen help?
Well, first of all, don't buy any products which are made from reptile skins or any parts of reptiles. Tortoise shell jewelry, of course, is made from sea turtles. People should avoid buying those items. Don't patronize stores that sell these items, and write letters or contact the owners of those stores, the merchants, and explain why you're not patronizing them. You can protest to the merchants by letters. You protest to your congressman about the importation and sale of these endangered species, or even large quantities of non-endangered species, because that's what causes them to become endangered. Not only the sale of these items in stores, but also habitat destruction is something that is responsible for the reduction in the numbers of these animals.
In countries like Brazil and Colombia, the agencies in charge of protecting natural resources are often overwhelmed by the extent of the poaching and smuggling operations. Thus, the protection of wildlife often takes a backseat to other concerns. Ultimately, consumers in the rich nations of the Northern Hemisphere are the driving force behind the skin poaching and smuggling business. These same consumers will be the ones responsible for their extinction. I understand that you put out something that's called a battle package. Could you explain what that is?
Our main interest is in the conservation and preservation of amphibians and reptiles. In order to achieve that goal, one of the things we've done is to put together a package consisting of about 15 or 20 articles on endangered species of reptiles and amphibians and the misuse of particularly reptiles for the skin trade. And we are making this package available to anybody who wants it for the price of $4. And basically, this is to educate the general public about the problem and give them advice on how to battle the problem, how to write letters to merchants, how to protest to anybody who sells or even buys these items.
Professor of Herpetology, Dr. Martin Rosenberg. To obtain your copy of the battle package, write NOAH, that's N-O-A-H, Department of Biology, Case Western Reserve University, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106. Here are a few environmental events you might be interested in. There are three public hearings scheduled this week on Seattle King County hazardous waste reduction, the first of which will be this Tuesday, March 21st at Highline High School. For further information, please call toll-free 1-800-54-SOUND. That's 1-800-54-SOUND. Next Saturday, March 25th, join Greenpeace as they sponsor a national day of demonstrations at Burger King's around the country, the purpose of which is to bring public attention to the killing of whales for their popular whaler sandwiches. In Seattle, the demonstration will be held at the Burger King in the U District on 50th and 12th Avenue Northeast. Again, this demonstration will be held this coming Saturday at 1 p.m. Show your support for our oceans, no more oiled birds and beaches, at an April 7th rally. Mike Lowry will be present at this rally for our oceans, which will be held at the Mountaineers Clubhouse on April 7th from 7 until 9 p.m. The ASUW Earth Day Committee still needs volunteers for a celebration that will be held here on campus at the University of Washington. The two-day event, which will feature speakers, musicians, artisans, is on April 21st and 22nd. For more information, please call 524-1398. Today's program was written by Greg James and produced by Jean-Paul Bardou. Earth on the Air is produced by volunteers who are concerned about the environment. If you have questions, suggestions, concerns, or would like to volunteer, please send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Earth on the Air in care of KCMU, Seattle, Washington, 98195.